family tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Free games for play. See Emily play. Soon after dark, Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily.
Emily.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for play. See Emily play.
Warm welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour we're travelling back in time 43 years to the heady days of the summer of 1967. Yes, we'll be hearing singles released in the UK from June, July and August of that year, the Summer of Love. Our first single was See Emily Play by Pink Floyd, released on the 16th of June on the Columbia label. The track by Syd Barrett was originally known as Games for May and played at the legendary Games for May concert at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the 12th of May of that year. The show was described as a space-age relaxation for the climax of spring. Electronic composition, colour and image projection, girls and the Pink Floyd. Nice. Next we have the archetypal song from the era, created by Clive, by The Attack. The band didn't have the best of luck despite releasing some fine singles worth listening out for them. The band even recorded Hi Ho Silver Lining before Jeff Beck. A rival cover of Created by Clive was released on the D-Room label by The Sin at the same time as The Attack's original version, which meant neither version broke through the charts. Here's the fabulous original version.
I don't want you anymore. You're not the girl I knew before. Your face is bony 'cause you don't eat. Your hair's too short and your clothes are chic. Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's gonna make you more dead than alive. But I've got feelings and I need love. Like you need a mirror and a powder puff.
Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's got to shake you if you're gonna survive. Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's got to shake you if you're gonna survive.
Now you've got this fancy talk, and somebody's taught you how to walk. I liked it when you wore old blue jeans, but now you dress for the magazines.
created by Clyde, created by Clyde. He's gonna make you more dead than alive. Your heart is plastic and your mind's gone weak. He'll put you in the window of Ellen's boutique.
Created by Clyde, created by Clyde. He's got to shape you if you're gonna survive. Created by Clyde, created by Clyde. He's got to shape you if you're gonna survive.
Just been listening to Created by Clive by The Attack with great lead vocals by Richard Sherman. I just thought I'd mention that we've got some new features on the Strange Brew site, such as an interview with Jeff Christie from The Outer Limits and Christie. And we've also got a feature on Peter Waddington, who was in two fine bands from Leeds in the 60s. Firstly, the Dawnbreakers, and then the Amazing Apple. We've also got a selection, a fine selection of rock posters on the Strange Brew site as well, so do check them out. We've got time in the show for a great selection of tunes from a wide selection of artists, quite a few popular and chart hits here as well as some songs like Created by Clive and our next song that didn't feature on the Hit Parade. So next is one of our favourite bands at Strange Brew HQ. It's the Easy Beats with their single for June 67, Heaven and Hell. Unfortunately, despite it being a fine effort, like our last single, it didn't reach the charts and was in fact banned in America because of Miles' sexual references. We then go straight into a live BBC Worldwide broadcast called Our World from the 25th of June of that year with the Beatles and friends such as Mick Jagger, Keith Moon, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, Graham Nash. More about that later. But firstly, here's the Easy Beats with Heaven and Hell.
Hell
is knowing that your face has gone red, discovering someone else in your bed. You've got me going between heaven and hell. The ups and downs of views got me so I can stand up and yell.
Oh!
This is Steve Race in the Beatles recording studio in London, where the latest Beatle record is at this moment being built up. Not just a single performance, but a whole montage of performances.
Wow, that was the Beatles with All You Need Is Love, recorded on the 25th of June and released a few weeks later on the 7th of July. Now to a song written by Donovan in 1966 and originally released in March 1967 on his classic Mellow Yellow LP. However, teeny bop band Herman's Hermits covered it, good cover I think, and released it in the UK in July of 67, although it didn't chart over here as many of our tracks don't. But it did reach 39 on the Billboard Hot 100, I think in September. So here is Museum. Museum, written by Donovan. So as we've just been hearing, there was life in some of the bands that were around 3 to 4 years earlier in the kind of more beat era. Another act of this ilk was the Spencer Davis Group, who by the middle of 67, Stevie Winwood had left the group to form Traffic. So we've now Eddie Harding on board on vocals. The follow-up to the classic I'm a Man single was the most psychedelic sound of Time Seller, that reached number 30 in the UK charts over a month after its release in July. What a great record. So here's Spencer Davis Group with Time Seller.
A man who can sell time, I can take it away and say that it's mine. You smile from a distance and live in a tree, holding out a welcome hand just for you and me. Money is chocolate wrapped in a silver cloud. Everybody would, but no one is allowed. There's no tomorrow, only today.
size can break the spell. They live in a land where the clocks grow on trees and words sound just like a cool summer breeze. I know that this man who does sell time is someone who's lying deep in my mind. So sad to think that there is such a man, and when you're alone you can join me in his hand. Come with me, I see a man whose job it is, it's selling all this time.
One psychedelic classic from the British Summer of Love to another, it's Nirvana, who were Patrick Campbell Lyons and Arik Spyropoulos. Their October 1967 LP, The Story of Simon Simopath, is well worth checking out, and a few others actually. Going back to July of that year, they released their debut single Tiny Goddess, which is well worth listening for shortly. As an aside, if you find it, check out the original Nirvana's cover of their grunge namesake's track Lithium. Worth a listen. Anyhow, here's Tiny Goddess.
That certain smile upon your face is telling me what's to be when you leave. In a room just 5'8", I sit alone and I will wait to hear from you if you do decide to. Don't try to humor me with letters I can't read. Don't sympathize with me, don't try to be discreet. That's in my case will travel with me every place, reminding me what to be for your love. Orchard smell of sweet perfume, the mountainside is now in bloom, and I am here waiting for your company. Don't try to humor me with letters I can't read. The clock's at 3:30, it stopped to wait like me. Thank you.
a lovely sound. Tiny Goddess by Nirvana, really capturing the essence of the era. So, now to two tracks that were top five smashes in the Summer of Love and were epic in scale and have a few similarities. First, we'll hear the lead singer of Tomorrow, Keith West, who worked with cult producer Mark Wirtz to bring the story of Grocer Jack, an excerpt from a teenage opera, to life. Grocer Jack was released on the 28th of July 1967 and was recorded at Abbey Road with Beatles engineer Jeff Emerick, who was also working on the Sgt. Pepper project at the time, and it was recorded in true stereo with the latest technology at their disposal. Listen out for the children's chorus, who were from the Corona Stage School. We'll then be hearing an August release, which was the Flowerpot Men, who were writers and producers John Carter and Ken Lewis, who we've heard a few times previously on The Strange Brew, who released the Brian Wilson Beach Boys pastiche Let's Go to San Francisco. Strange fact about the band was that two members of the Flowerpot Men's backing band, The Garden, were Nick Simper, who was on bass, and John Lord on organ, who were founding members of Deep Purple. So let's hear Keith West with excerpt from A Teenage Opera Parts 1 and 2, released on Parlophone, and then the Flowerpot Men with Let's Go to San Francisco Parts 1 and 2, released on DRAM.
Count the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shells. When John turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, or marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. And clear, lovely flowers decorate our marble square. People cry from walk away, think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. Little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Is it true what mommy
Excerpt from a teenage opera, and the Flowerpot Men with Let's Go to San Francisco, two of the biggest hits from the Summer of Love. As we've moved into August, we have time for five more tracks. Firstly, two of the lesser known acts, followed by three really big hitters. First, we have one of the best singles ever recorded. I know I keep saying that, but this is really is a good one. It's Dandelion's Chariot with The Madman Running Through the Fields, released on Columbia. Honestly, it's quite a transformation. The band included Zoot Money on keyboards and Andy Summers, later of The Police, actually, on guitar. Just a few months earlier, they were kind of journeyman jazz R&B act, and their brief flirtation and change to psychedelia unfortunately was not commercially successful, but they'll forever be remembered for burning brightly just that once with The Madman Running Through the Fields.
I will wait. Isn't that the madman running through the fields? Isn't that the madman? Wonder how he feels.
Magnificent, The Madman Running Through the Fields there by Dandelion's Chariot. We're keeping the quality up with another brilliant track from a cult act. Next we have a band called The Fairy Tale with their first single, Guess I Was Dreaming, released on the Decca label. The outfit were from Warrington, formed earlier on in 67, and they enjoyed residencies at the Cavern Club and Wigan Casino. But neither of their two single releases in the summer months of 67 were massive successes. Unfortunately, they split up soon afterwards. So here's Guess I Was Dreaming. I Was Dreaming by The Fairy Tale there. Love the line about the one-eyed midget. I mentioned that we'd finish on three big acts, and that's certainly the case. So next we have the third single release by The Move, which was Flowers in the Rain, which reached number 2 in the UK charts and number 4 in the Irish charts, actually. The record's producer was Tony Visconti, who is best known for his work with David Bowie and T-Rex. It was the first track played on Radio 1 on the 30th of September, and the promotional campaign for the single was infamous for the libel case involving the single's promo postcard, which showed then Prime Minister Harold Wilson in bed with his secretary. This led to all the track's royalties going to charity. So here's Flowers in the Rain.
Flowers in the rain. Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eiderdown. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. The sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool.
If this perfect pleasure has the key, then this is how it has to be. If my pillow's getting wet, I don't see that it matters much to me.
And the breeze make conversation with the trees. Really to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep is gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
Just been listening to Flowers in the Rain by The Move, also released in August, the 18th of that month, in fact, was the Rolling Stones single We Love You. The recording was part of the Satanic Majesty sessions and was a bit tongue-in-cheek, mocking the drugs arrests of Jagger and Richards. Listen out at the start for the cell door opening and slamming shut. Also, Paul McCartney and John Lennon were on backing vocals. And also, you can hear the excellent Brian Jones on Mellotron. We Love You. Of course we do.
Thank you.
Have we saved the best till last? Probably. Released on the 4th of August and written by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane. Of course, it's Ichiku Park by The Small Faces. It hit the top 5 over here, but I was surprised to see that it made number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100. Two, Ronnie Lane said that the true location of Ichiku Park was a place they used to go in Ilford, which was full of stinging nettles. Until next month, where we'll be bringing some unreleased gems out of the vaults, we present at Strange Brew HQ the true sound of the Summer of Love.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
The ducks with a bun, they all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen.
I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be
why
cool?
Go to learn the words of food.
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.